Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club and the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net, which meets every Thursday at 9 o'clock on 14695, the Alpine Repeater, which belongs to the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. RPL is 141.3. So once again, calling all radio amateurs to join the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations that have emergency or priority traffic? This is K2EIR. Nothing heard, and that's a good thing. Before I proceed further, is there any station out there who is desirous of being net control? Is W2TTT here? Nothing heard. Okay, so I guess I'm it. All right. Once again, we want to thank, since I'm a member of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, I want to thank the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and the volunteers such as Gordon, W2TTT, that keep this net going. The net is open to all. It's located in, the repeater is located in Alpine, New Jersey. You can find the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club listed on the internet at www.alpinerepeater.com, I believe, and the Bergen Amateur Radio Association at www.bara, for that's Bravo Alpha Romeo Alpha, .org, I believe. It's not .org, it's .net. And you can find out many more things. The call sign of the repeater is K2FJ, and if you're on Echolink, you can access the repeater with K2FJ/L or -L for link. The mission of the net is discuss all things amateur radio, telecom, and computers. It's open to a wide variety of subjects, the things you want to do again, the things that you hope never to do again. The net is here to serve others. In our call-up, which we will do shortly, we'd like you to list whether you have a question, a comment, an item for sale or wanted, or none of the above. We also want to call your attention that past nets can be found at amateurradio.tv. Again, that's amateurradio.tv. You'll find recordings there. Usually the net that's ongoing tonight will appear within a week. And so you can listen to anything you've missed. Additionally, I want to alert everybody to a Yahoo group called ComTech Group, something Gordon founded, W2TTT. It's spelled ComTechGroup, ComTech Group. So many of the discussions we have here are elaborated and continue on that Yahoo group. If you're not a member, you're encouraged to send Gordon an email. You know, just go to the Yahoo group page for ComTech Group, and there's a provision for saying you want to join. I also want to make a brief announcement, if nobody else does, from Barra, but I noticed that they're going to have a meeting on April 12th with Jerry Jankwitz making a presentation on antenna modeling, so that sounds quite interesting. Okay, we're going to get into our call-up momentarily, and I am K2EIR, and that's Kilowatt 2 Echo India Romeo, and I will take Echolink stations first. Any station that's on Echolink, please call K2EIR. Nothing heard. Well, I'm going to put in N2VHZ because I know he was here, Ken. Okay. I guess I didn't leave really enough time. I'm going to take one more standby because I'm a little quick on the trigger. We do have to allow for more lag with Echolink. So once again, any Echolink stations, any call letter on Echolink, please call K2EIR. now.
K2EIR. This is N2VHZ, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, Ken, Alliance, Nebraska, going to the N2VHZ repeater. Nothing to add, just monitoring and supporting the net. Back to net control.
Roger, Ken. Okay, we've got you. Let me take a standby for any other Echolink stations. I think I can conclude that I heard nothing and there are no other stations. Okay, we begin. Since we went to the W's on November 1st last week, we will resume going to the traditional order of alphas first. If your call letter begins with the letter A, please call now.
K2EIR. This is AE2K Eric, Riverdale, New York. Just monitoring for now. Howie, back to you.
Roger, Eric. We've got you in Riverdale. Thank you for checking in. Okay, any other alphas? Nothing heard. Okay, I'm going to jump to the Novembers. Any station whose call begins with November and it's not on Echolink, call K2EIR. Nothing heard. Obviously, I've surprised a few people. Okay, let's take the kilos. Now, I'm going to divide that into two parts. If you begin with Kilo 2, Kilo 2, not Kilo Charlie 2, not Kilo Bravo 2. If you begin with Kilo 2, please call me Kilo 2 Echo India Romeo now.
K2EIR, this is K2GFM, Greg in Montel.
Roger, Greg. Okay. Montvale, right? It's Montvale, isn't it?
That's correct, the northern end town.
Hey, by the way, the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club is having a luncheon in Montvale on the 23rd, around noon. Okay, any other kilos? Nothing heard. Okay, now, any kilo, anyone beginning with kilo, and this could be open, this is open to Kilo Bravo, Kilo Alpha, Kilo Charlie, Kilo Delta, or any other things like Kilo Zulu. Anyone beginning with the letter K, please call K2EIR now.
Kilo Delta 2, Delta India Golf, Don, Massapequa, New York, listening.
Roger, Don. Okay, thank you. Any other kilos?
K2EIR, KC2ZFM, Bob, and no comments at this point, Don.
Very good, Bob. Where are you located?
I'm located down in North Arlington.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Any other kilos? Kilo Charlie, Kilo Delta, whatever.
To CMA Marco. Just listening. None of the above. Good evening.
Thank you, Marco, for checking in. Very good. Okay, any other kilos?
K2EIR, this is Kilo Mike 4, Gulf Hotel, November. Just monitoring.
Connected KM4HBQ.
Okay, sorry for the delay there. there we are. Okay, Mitch. KM4PHM. Okay, just get it for a moment. Okay. Echolink station, stand by. We will get to you. Any Echolink stations in just minutes. Any more kilos, please call Kilo. Call Kilowatt 2, Echo India Romeo.
K9GTM, just listening. No comments, no questions.
Roger, that's K9 Golf Tango Mike.
Affirmative, my name's Sean.
Roger, Sean, okay. And good luck with the kids, I can hear them in the background. Kids are wonderful. Okay, any other QOs? Nothing heard. Okay. By the way, I didn't announce, but let me say it. It's standard procedure with this net. We encourage you to check in, even if you're just listening, if you have no traffic, whatever. We like to know who's there. And almost invariably, we find that stations, if we get a good discussion going, and usually we do, invariably we find that you'll want to participate at some point. So you might as well check in the beginning. I heard on Echolink a station with HVQ in the call. Will you please call in now?
KM4HVQ, Echolink. I'm in Tennessee, Tri-Cities, Tennessee. My name is Jason.
Roger, Jason. I hope I left the standby. Roger, Jason, KM4HVQ. This is K2EIR. Welcome to the technical net. I don't know if you knew that was on and wanted to check in. We generally ask people if they're staying to tell us whether they have a comment, a question, or an item for sale or wanted, or none of the above. How is it for you, Jason?
This is all new to me, so I apologize, but I'll say I've already heard no comment and no questions, and I heard about this from W2TTT, is that it? A guy that was driving through the area here heard me and another friend talking on Simplex. So, yeah, that's how I found out about this this repeater up there. I wanted to know repeater close to him so I could talk to him later on. Over.
Roger, Jason. Well, W2TTT Gordon usually runs this net, and again, it's usually fairly exciting to be in the net, so I encourage you to hang out as long as you want. You don't have to check out when you want to leave. Again, we usually get some pretty stimulating discussions. That isn't necessarily what happens every week, but it does happen most weeks. So hang on to your hat. I hope you'll have a good evening here. I will continue with the net. Do we have any other Echolink stations? And once again, let me just take a break and announce that this is the technical net presented or sponsored by the Bergen Amateur Radio Association of New Jersey and the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, and it's going over the Alpine repeater at 146955 in the New York City area. So, do we have any other Echolink stations? K2EIR standing by. Nothing heard. Alrighty. We didn't really exhaust our kilos, so I'm going to take another standby for kilos. Are there any other any stations whose call sign begins with the letter K? Call me K2EIR now. Nothing heard. Okay, I can just imagine all those W's out there wanting to get in. So we will now open ourselves to call letters beginning with the letter W. Please call K2EIR.
Good evening, Howie. This is Jim, WA2UMP in Pearl River, and just listening this evening.
Roger, Jim. Any other W's?
Whiskey 2, Papa Delta, Quebec, Clifton, New Jersey. Richard with a question.
Roger, Richard. We have you down for a question. Any other W's?
Whiskey 2, Juliet Echo, Kilo, Don with announcement.
Roger, Don with an announcement. Any other W's?
Whiskey Uniform 2, Sierra, Washington, Randy, Washington Township with a comment.
I'm going to be working in the shop in the other room, but I'll be listening on and off through the night, and if I find something compelling, I will jump in. So thanks, WI2W.
Okay, we had a little double there. Steve, WI2W, did you have anything to list?
No, Howie, you covered my one announcement for the April 12th Barra meeting. Thank you, and I'll be listening in and out all night. WI2W, thanks.
Roger, okay. And the other station was Randy, WU2F. Randy, did you have anything to list?
Yes, thank you, Howie. I have a comment for the net this evening.
Roger, Randy, we have you down for a comment. Okay, let's try to move it along. I know we've spent a long time on call-ins. Any other W's for the net?
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
Roger, Charlie. Any other W's? Nothing heard. Okay. So we've, I think, covered the alphabet. I'm sure there's some people who may have tuned in late. So now we'll open it up to any call letter whatsoever, as long as it's legit. This is K2EIR. Please call me now if you'd like to join the net. And again, if you're listening, we encourage you to call in.
K2EIR, N2NBR.
Roger, John, N2NBR. Anything to list?
No, and none of the above. I just have a little thing for somebody to put your thinking caps on a little bit. Whenever you're shopping around for an antenna, they're always saying, they almost always tell you what the wind mode is. I'm wondering if anybody does. You happen to have an old antenna sitting in your garage for a quarter of a century, and you're also what the wind mode is on it. How would you best go about it?
Okay, John, you're much noisier than you usually are, and I had a little trouble copying that. I heard you talking about an antenna in the garage. Is it that you're looking to obtain one that somebody else has, or are you looking to get rid of one, or something else? Over.
Is the power any better now?
Oh, much.
Okay. No, I just wanted to know if there was an easy way to measure the wind load resistance of an antenna that you have no idea what is. The antenna manufacturer, as long as it's gone out of business, and I just wondered if anybody had an easy way of doing, knew of an easy way of doing that. Back to you. I'm sorry, K2EIR and 2NBR.
Roger, John. Stand by a moment.
Turn N2.
Okay, double with somebody. Go ahead out of the station.
K2EIR, N2DXD, Sean in Ridgewood, New Jersey, just listening this evening, and looking forward to hearing what Greg, K2GFM, brings to the table tonight for the Thursday Night Net.
Mr. Sean, okay. John, we got it. Your question, we'll put you down for a question, and when we get to it, we already know what it is. Thank you very much. Okay, and thank all of you stations for showing up tonight. I'm always impressed with this net, and the press, that impression comes from you, the participants. You make the net. Okay, any other stations for the Barra Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net? This is Howie. Sorry, I didn't say that. I am Howie, K2EIR. But then again, our call letters are our names on ham radio, aren't they? So anybody for the net who hasn't checked in, this is K2EIR. Okay, I think we're done with our call-up. Time to make an announcement again that past nets are on amateurradio.tv. Just plug that into your browser, amateurradio.tv, and you'll see where it indicates Barra. There's some other groups that also have their nets or captured, and you can download or listen to an MP3, and you can listen to just about any net except the first three in our case. So any technical net going back several years. So it's a tremendous resource and a great thing to do when you have nothing else to do. You get an education. Okay, so we have an announcement, and that is coming from W2JEK. Don. Don, please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. This is W2JEK. Barra will be running a VE test session on Friday, March the 27th. 7 p.m. at the Westwood Regional High School, and the people are coming. Remember, the test fee, it's still $15. Need one form of photo ID, like a driver's license or a passport, or two forms of non-photo ID. Our license, please bring your license and a copy of that license. And for people who do not have a license, you can bring a social security number or go to the FCC website and obtain what they call an FRN number, which you will have to give them your social security number. People who are already licensed have an FRN number on their license, so they don't have to bother with the social. People may bring a calculator. It has to be a calculator. Memory has to be empty. Devices such as cell phones and iPods and stuff may not be used as calculators. Let me drop in a second. As of July 21st of last year, the FCC has given a lifetime credit to people who have expired license, expired past the 2-year grace period for the general, advanced, and extra class license. They will have to take the current exam for the technician license. If they pass that, they will get a credit for the license. For general, you will become a general. If you are advanced, because no advances are being given out, you will get a general license. For an extra, you will get an extra license. Not too well known, not too well publicized. One reason to mention it here. Anybody before March has a technician license issued before March 21st, 1987. And that can be paper upgraded to a general. The only difference between the general and the technician at that time was the fact that the technician had a 5-word-per-minute code versus the 13 words per minute for the general. The code is going away. We can do a paper upgrade on that. I'll get to Ned Howie and see if anybody has any questions. This is W2JK.
Roger, Don. Thank you for that announcement. And as Don suggests, let me take a standby, and I will take a long standby so that we can get Echo Link in as well. Does anyone have any questions about what Don had to say? And after that, I will take a general standby in case there's any more business, any new check-ins. So anyone with a comment, question about Don's announcement?
JEK with one other comment.
Go ahead, Don.
The people going for the general class exam should be aware that the question pool and the questions in the exam will change as of July 1st. Studying the question, current question pool, do you studying and get done by the end of June? Get your test in. If they have the new material, and once you get the new material, you're going to have to wait till after July 1st. You cannot take the exam with the old question pool or vice versa. You'll study the proper question pool. Back to net, W2JK.
Roger, Don. Thank you very much for those announcements. Okay, I'm going to take a general standby once again. This is the Alpine Repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, and this is the Barra Technical Net, Bergen Amateur Radio Association. So anybody for check-ins, wish to listen, to list additional business, comments, questions, items for sale, etc., please call me Howie, K2EIR now.
K2EIR, this is N2VHC with a topic of discussion.
Okay, Ken, let's list it, and then we'll go through, again, people have listed questions and comments. We'll go through, hopefully, in order that people checked in and listed them, but you're quite welcome to list yours as well, and you'll be in that list. Go ahead, Ken.
Oh, okay, very good, thank you. Yeah, I know it was kind of a delayed reaction on my part with the, I guess it's a question, but it's also a topic for discussion, being it's TechNet. And it's about grounding and earth ground of a antenna system. And that's what's going to pertain to my question when it comes around to me. K2EIR, this is N2VHZ.
Roger, Ken. We acknowledge grounding of antenna systems. That's a discussion topic to be added to our list. Very good. Thank you, Ken. And Ken, once again, I think, I don't know if it's that I turned up the volume, but your audio seems a little hot, so my advice again is just back off a tad, and it'll get comfortable for my ears. Thank you. Okay, down the list we go, and what I see is a question from Richard W2PDQ. Richard, list your question, please. Or announce your question, or ask your question. Go ahead, Richard.
K2EIR, this is Richard W2BDQ. I just started, I'm getting up to 1999 here with putting Echolink. I got validated. And I was just wondering how you say, like, a favorite frequency on this. They don't have to look up a 265233 or whatever on the thing, so it can make it like a little hot spot.
Roger, Richard. Okay, I haven't signed on Echolink myself, so I don't have the answer. Would anyone like to respond to Richard? Just give me a call. I'll get a list of respondees, and then I'll call on you. So anyone who has an answer for Richard, please list your call.
N2VH, see November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu.
Okay, we have Ken, and I have a feeling Ken's going to be the only one responding, but let me just take another standby. Anybody else also want to answer Richard? Nothing heard. Well, after Ken responds, we might get more. It often turns out that way. Okay, Ken, you've got not just the soapbox, but you're the answer man right now. N2VHZ. This is K2EIR.
K2EIR. This is N2VHZ. Hopefully my audio is not so hot. I backed off the mic a little bit. Okay, so when you're on Echolink and they have Windows view, which is they have three boxes from the left to the right, three boxes, and on the bottom you have two boxes. They have Windows view and Explorer view, or Index view. I stand corrected. Index view or Explorer view. If you're on the Explorer view, you'll see, which I call it Windows view, because you'll see three windows on top and two on the bottom. And one on the bottom, you'll know when you're in the correct view, when it says, it shows the audio output. It has a little bar going from left to right horizontally. When you transmit, it goes up and down, and it's blue. And when you receive, it'll say RX. Now, on to answering the question. It's very simple. You bring up the node that you like, and as it is displayed on your screen, you simply right-click with the mouse on top of the node number, and it'll give you separate options. For example, if you right-click on one of them and that you like, it'll ask you if you want to show the info, add it to alarms, add it to favorites, and that answers the question right there, and then you would add it to your favorites. And cut, copy, blah, 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 it doesn't matter. But when you get to the third selection down after you right-click on it, it'll have add to favorites. If it's already in your favorites, it'll be grayed out, as they say. But if it's not, it'll be dark black, and then you can just left-click on it, and it'll go into a favorites folder all the way on your first window on the left. I hope that's an adequate answer. K2EIR, this is N2VHZ.
Ken, let's see how Richard feels about it. W2PDQ, go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's some sort of indication. I get confused because there's like 3,000 stations on the air, and then I go through it, and I seem to lose when I scroll down to the one thing. So I should stay in Explorer view, Ken?
Yeah, W2PDQ, this is N2VHC. Yes, stay in Explorer view. That's the three windows on the top. It has a toolbar all the way across the very, very top. But just below that, you have three windows. And then below those three windows, there's two larger, and horizontal distance, they're longer, you know. Those are the ones where the texts are written when somebody wants to write text, or it's the one that shows the audio output and input and everything. Well, yes, you stay in Explorer view. And then, whenever you get to a station you like, for example, if I'm looking at the station here that I like called K2FJ Link in Montvale, I simply would scroll my mouse over the top of that one, and I would left click on it. I would left click, and it would show me the information for the repeater when you left click over it. So now I see it. Okay, everything's cool. It's the node number, the local time, where it's at, the status is on. Oh, but I want to save it to favorites. So what I do is, while I have it highlighted, I simply right-click on it. When I right-click on it, it gives me those special options to show the information added to the alarms or add to favorites. That's what you're looking to do. So you would left-click to highlight it, and then right-click to open up the additional box to be able to add it to favorites. Hopefully that's adequate explanation. Let me hand it back to Ned, K2EIR, this is N2VHC.
Connected, W2PDQ. Okay, thank you, this is K2EIR. Yeah, Richard, why don't you two finish this and talk directly? Go ahead. Richard, try talking to Ken directly.
HZ.
W2PDQ, disconnected.
I don't hear anything at all, Howard. K2EIR, this is N2VHZ, back to that.
Howie, thank you very much. I think I have to do a lot of setting up the microphone gain and all that kind of stuff.
Roger, I will confirm for Ken that I didn't hear anything either. Yeah, well, that's done off the net, but, you know, if you have a rig, you're able to listen through the rig and all that, and I know a lot of people do that. Between the computer and the rig, they hear themselves and are able to do a lot before they get other people, other stations involved. Okay, so Richard, are you satisfied for now?
Howie, yes, just normally days confused and bewildered, but this is something new. I had to go try it out to use this USB microphone. And thank you very much, Howie. You sound great. So, 73, get back onto the questions.
Roger, Richard. Once again, we value all the questions, comments, and answers of our participants. Thank you, Ken, for doing the job you did. I'm sure Richard will make better sense of it as he progresses. Let me take a standby. Anybody with anything to list or any further comments on this subject, any check-ins, etc. Once again, this is the Barra and Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Any stations, you can call me, Net Control, K2EIR, and a little side announcement. Next week, I expect Gordon W2TTT to be back as Net Control. So if anyone has anything for the net, call me.
Outstanding job. Many thanks. I just connected.
Okay, I heard Gordon's voice in there. I'm not sure we had you 100%, Gordon, but we did hear you say you just connected. Very good. Glad to have you aboard, Gordon, and even happier to have you next week running the net. Thank you, Gordon. Any further comments, Gordon? K2EIR.
Okay, this is N2VHZ Canada. I beg to differ with you, Howie, on that, because I had a, the reason why I'm saying this is because I did the same thing what you're saying, but there doesn't seem to be enough isolation in a simple antenna switch. If you reverse it, it doesn't have enough isolation. So you either have to, you know, you have to get what the equivalent of a duplexer is, or you can buy a rig switch. They have much greater isolation, apparently. They are two completely different units combined within a cabinet that gives better isolation as opposed to a switch, which is, you know, I blew out a radio actually twice doing it, and I couldn't figure out what the problem was until I sat down and really thought about what I'm doing. And then I realized that I'm feeding RF ever so slightly back into another radio, and even though the other radio was off, it still forced the RF into it because it didn't have a type of a disconnect on the antenna. For example, it didn't have a relay on the antenna when the radio went off. It was just straight back into those final transistors, apparently, and it almost ruined the radio twice, actually. And once it was under warranty, so I didn't pay for it, but I used an antenna switch and caused that problem. So it may work for some radios, but mine it didn't. And we're talking about sideband radios with 100 watt DAB, not even FM radios. I never used them on FM, so that's more of a what you want to call it, more of a powerful with the key down with FM. You're really slamming into that. You need good isolation. You're really going to be slamming into that. So I would use a simple two-port radio switch they sell. They sell them in 2, 4, 6, and 8 ports, and I would prefer that direction. It costs a little bit of money, but it's a lot better than paying for new finals or a new radio, you know, after you ruined it by accident. Back to net, K2EIR, this is N2VHC.
Roger, Ken. Okay, a two-port radio switch. Where would the where would one look on the either the internet or a catalog? What would we look under, or who might we consult? You know, as far as a company or whatever for such a device.
We all know there's only one place that makes these quirky little weird things, and that's the company known as MFJ, Mighty Fine Junk. I believe they have one that I was looking at one day, you know. I'm not sure about the two-port. It might be a four-port, and it might be a rig antenna switch combination, but I'm sure MFJ has it, because I was going in that direction, actually, one day to go purchase one, but that's just off the top of my head. There could be others out there. Back to you.
Box and vehicle.
Okay, Ken, thank you very much. Okay, we had another station. I'll pick you up in just a moment. Let me also add that one other way of doing it might be to simply invest in another antenna and separate them a little bit. And a third item for isolation that came to my mind when Ken was speaking was one could always get, although it's, again, expensive, cavities. Put a cavity at the in the output of each rig for the band that it's on. So, but that's a dicey proposition because they're so selective. It would pretty much be a one-channel answer. Okay, there was another station that had something. Please identify a little bit more slowly for me. This is K2EIR.
Roger that, K2EIR. Very good call sign. I think we spoke before. This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, India Golf. What's up, Ken? How you guys doing? Just checking in. Just getting in.
Okay, Roger Lewis. Lewis, do you have a comment, a question, an item for sale, or none of the above?
Probably just a comment. Yeah.
Okay, we'll put you on the list for comments. Very good. Let me just go back to Greg. Greg, I don't know how well that answer satisfied you. Why don't you tell us?
UI2W.
Yes, 1-2.
I'll let the other stations go first.
K Okay, I got Steve, and there was another station. Okay, if you don't speak up, all I have is WI2W. Is there any other station who wanted to speak on this topic?
82 DIG.
Is that Kilowatt Delta 2 Delta India Golf, or is that FIG that I'm hearing?
Delta India Golf, this is Don in Massapequa.
Right, okay. I thought it was Kilo Delta 2 Kilo Delta Golf. Correct me, please.
Kilo Delta 2 Delta India Golf, Don in Massapequa. And I have a comment related to this topic.
Good, Don. Okay, let me get Steve first, and then I'll turn it to you. Both of you are on this topic. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, thanks, Howie. First, the question. I believe you said you had a 2-meter 440 rig FM, and then also a 220 rig FM, and a tri-band antenna. Is that correct?
That is correct. I have a CX333 antenna, and right now I have a 2-meter and a 440, and I was thinking about getting also a 220 radio.
Okay, the 2-meter and 440, is that one radio with two bands, or are they two separate radios?
It's one radio with two bands. It's a Kenwood TMV718.
Okay, and how many antenna ports on the back does it have?
Just a single.
Okay, so one solution to the problem would be first to get a diplexer, and that would plug into the Kenwood, and it would break out VHF on one side and UHF on the other. And then the second thing to do would be to get a triplexer and feed the VHF in one, the UHF in the other, and then your 2-meter radio in the other port. So the triplexer would need to be both 2-meter, 220, and 440 all in one. It's a lot of cables and a lot of mess, but that would allow you to listen to 220 at the same time you're listening to 2 meters and 440. That would do it.
Yeah, actually, I should have mentioned that I was actually not planning on using both transceivers at the same time, but that's an interesting option.
Well, if you're not going to use both transceivers at the same time, then a simple A-B switch, a one with good isolation, would suffice, and then you could just switch between the two. A much simpler solution if you don't need to listen to 220 at the same time.
But if you got them, use them, right? So, yeah, it's an interesting solution. Thank you.
And then I'll also go with what Howie says. It might just be easier to add another antenna. Just add a 220 antenna to the mix. It's an antenna and another cable, but then you've got all three bands live at the same time. Okay, that's it. Thanks, WI2W.
Very good, Steve. Thank you. And let's go to Don, KD2DIG. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Thank you, KTIR. I use the triplexer is certainly a solution, but I use a Transco switch. It's a military spec AB switch. They make it in many different variations, also electrically controlled. It's a very heavy-duty switch with a great degree of isolation. I don't know what the numbers are off the top of my head. They come up for sale now and again, used on eBay. But I you have a manual one and an electrically switching one, 28-volt. It's 90-100 dB of isolation is my guess. I don't have the specs in front of me, but the name of the company is Transco. They were, I guess, on military, on TRAN, Tango Romeo, Alpha November, Sierra, Charlie, Oscar, made in USA. Great switch. I don't know if they're still around. This is a used one that I have, but I love it. I'm speaking right now. I have a V71A and a TM281. I'm on the 281 now. That's what I use. KD2DIG, back to net.
Very good, Don. Thank you very much for that. And Greg, thank you for your question. And I forgot who else responded to you. Oh, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Okay, sorry, guys. I'm a little fatigued. All right. So, Greg, have we finished that? And should we go on, or you have any further comments?
No, that's great. I appreciate all the feedback. Thank you very much. K2GFM.
Roger, Greg. Okay, finished from your side. Let me just make sure there's no one in the assembled mass here who wants to comment further on it before we leave that topic. Anybody else on this topic?
N2VHC.
Roger, Ken, go ahead.
My repeater ID'd over you. Do I have it, Howie?
This is K2EIR. Yes, you do, Ken. Go ahead.
Okay, this is N2VHG again in Nebraska. Yeah, the decibel isolation might be advertised at the lowest frequency because as you go higher in frequency, it exponentially degrades. So it might tell you it has so much dB isolation at 2 meters. But the interesting thing is you have to be aware that as you go up to 440, it's going to be much worse. So you always want to watch for the isolation in the highest band. And, your receive transistors will be suffering if it's not, and you'll notice that you did not have enough isolation by having reduced sensitivity after using it for a while. Even if the radio is off, you could still overload it with the other radio with more than 10 milliwatts directly injected into it. So what can happen is you'll notice that one radio will have a reduced sensitivity, and then you'll notice that maybe you didn't have the right isolation in that switch. So having the antennas is a fail, foolproof method of not having to switch anything out. Just my comment I wanted to add, to always watch the isolation and how it degrades as you go higher in frequency with the switch if you choose to go with an antenna switch. And I see a lot of Transco switches on eBay. eBay seems like the place to find all this really, really good stuff nowadays. Back to Net, K2EIR, this is N2VHZ.
Okay, this is K2EIR. Given that I have like 3 radios on this frequency right now on 3 separate antennas, I got a little nervous, but they all seem to be working. I guess if I did any harm, I'll find out later. Okay, thank you, Ken. Very good. Okay, any other station on this topic before we go to Randy, who's been in the warm-up cage getting ready to go to bat? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Nothing heard. Okay, Transco switch it is, probably. All right, interesting discussion. Thank you, gentlemen. Randy, are you still awake? WU2S with your comment. This is K2EIR.
Thank you, Howie. Yes, I'm certainly awake. I've been awake a lot late at night for the last couple of weeks. How's my audio this evening?
Sounds really nice on this rig. I think you must have turned it down. At least it isn't as harsh to me as I'm using a different rig tonight than I usually do, so I like it.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll take that endorsement as a go-ahead. Yes, I did turn it down a little bit. I guess it was pumping out a little too much than previous nets. Anyway, good evening to everyone on the net. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy in Washington Township. And I just wanted to announce to the net that we're making some real progress with mesh networking on the Wi-Fi frequencies using commercial gear ubiquity. Many of you know that have participated in local mesh networks know that I'm very active in the process, and in fact I'm a member of the core development team. We just this last week we stood up a brand new website that has all the information that you need, plus a wonderfully active forum with a very supportive community to raise and answer questions that you may have about mesh networking and how you might use it. We're very strongly in support of MCOM, or emergency communications, and that's really our primary focus and really our primary motivator. It's not the only motivator, but that's really the focus of our project. It's an open source project, and I invite all of you to take a look at what we're doing, where we're going, and please participate in it. The website is at Arden.org, and that's Arden. I spell Alpha Romeo Echo Delta November.org, and that stands for Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
Very good, Randy. People who've been in this net for a while or have just spoken with Gordon on occasion may have a good feel for this, but I'll bet there are a lot of people out there listening, and especially our newcomers and some here. I wonder if this can be reduced as a very elementary introduction to tell people what mesh networking is, why a ham might be interested in it, the simplest possible outlook, Randy, just for someone to have an orientation, because obviously it's a deep subject, and you just like everything else in amateur radio or highly technical, you take a little chunk at a time and you learn more and more. But do you think you could give a very brief summary, as if somebody's from Mars and never heard of this before?
I'm not sure, Howie, but you put me on the spot, but I'll take a shot at it. Okay, so let's see. You asked a bunch of questions. Let's see if I can summarize. So what ARDEN is, or the Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network, is first and foremost a data network, and we're all familiar with all kinds of data networks. We all have home computers and that sort of thing, and cell telephones. So it's a data network, and it's using radios. So that's why an amateur radio operator might be interested in. And the radios that the network uses are generally on the Wi-Fi frequencies, but in the ham allocation portion of the Wi-Fi frequencies, so we can use higher power and antennas with more gain. And most importantly, each of the radios that gets turned on in the network immediately goes out to seek its brethren, as you will. It goes out and automatically seeks other radios in that same emergency data network. And so it's in some ways a self-configuring network, which is really kind of cool. So in an emergency, you could imagine putting up a bunch of these radios, some of which may be permanently located, some of which may be portable, turning them on, they'll find each other and be able to put together sort of an instant private internet, if you will. Back to net control.
This is K2EIR. Very good. And a private internet probably needs just a little bit more elaboration to make this, I think, a very fine statement, Randy. So we're talking here about web browsing. We're talking about voice over IP. We're talking about slow scan television. We're talking about email. Have I left anything out, or do you want to elaborate?
Yes, you've got a lot of the basic things that people use it for, but not slow scan TV. High speed live video, often at fairly high definition, and live video feeds. Again, it's a high capacity, high speed data network. But also, given our focus on emergency communications, we've got people standing up applications in addition to the one that you mentioned for street maps of the area using OpenStreetMaps. We have connections to other emergency services. We've got people working toward providing dispatching services, that sort of thing. The type of communication that might be needed by